9 months ago, Libyans were celebrating in this square in central Tripoli. They renamed it Martyrs Square in memory of the fighters who died in the revolution that ended 42 years of rule by Muammar Gaddafi. Today, the square is busy with traffic and decorated with campaign posters for Saturday's election. Tripoli cafes are buzzing about the election. Student Amin Siala is home for the summer from school in Britain.
Stuff hasn't become suddenly a lot better. Not that's just truth, right now. But obviously, I mean, we know it will get better because there still needs to be time for the elections to happen and for a new government to come and bring change.
Not far away, at a more traditional cafe next to a Roman ruin, several older men also want to talk politics. Mohamed Al-Hadi bin Noba says many Libyans don't really understand what they're voting for, but he says in a way that doesn't matter.
The election is of secondary importance compared with the blood that has been spilled to make the revolution a success.
There are still concerns about security amid tribal clashes, fighting among militias formed for the revolution, and regional disputes about power sharing. An Amnesty International report this week says those problems must be brought under control.
We have the general elections.
British analyst Anthony Skinner at the Maplecroft risk assessment firm shares the concern, but he told VOA via Skype the overall trajectory in Libya is positive.
As we see Libya progressing down the road of political evolution, it's inevitable that these various groups will want to ensure that their interests are protected, and they will continue to jockey for power. And unfortunately, because of the level of armament and because the various militias are not being absorbed into the military, that this will translate into further gun battles, I expect.
But the problems are far from the minds of this family having a day out in Tripoli.
Libya is
Dr. Mohamed Reda Mangous and his wife Naima Al-Tahir are excited about the vote, and the doctor remembers Libya's last free election in 1952.
That day I was about 6 years old. I still remember, like a dream, there was voting in my city. I still remember like a dream. Now we are proud to see this again.
There are more than 140 parties and small factions campaigning for the election and hundreds of independent candidates. Islamists are expected to do well, as is a secular group of officials who were involved in last year's transition. But Libyans from all walks of life say the country will plot a moderate course regardless of who's elected. Al Pessin, VOA News, Tripoli.